one halacha in the laws of achnasat orchim, hospitality. We cannot overestimate the great mitzvah of inviting guests. Gemara says gedulah achnasat orchim yoter mekabalat pena shechina, that it's even greater than greeting the shechina itself. There is a statement of the Hakamim in Gemara Gittin, with Mashma, that kol makom she'en machnisim bo orchim atid li harev. Any place, Chas v'Shalom, that guests are not welcome, eventually that place becomes destroyed. We see what happened to the city of Sedom. And not only that, the Mishnah says in Pe'ah that achnasat orchim is one of the mitzvot that a person enjoys the dividends in this world. And the Mefarshim say many berachot come from a person that fulfills this mitzvah. For example, a person zocheh to have children, and zocheh the rains will come in the time, and there is again many advantages, arichut yamim, etc., etc. Today we discuss one question that comes up when guests are in the house. Is the hostess allowed to pour a drink for the guest? It happens many times. People come over, you have a guest, and the hostess, the ba'alat habayit, is serving the food and things like that. And then she's pouring, let's say, wine. Would she be allowed to pour wine or alcoholic beverage to put in front of, let's assume it's a male guest? Is there anything wrong with that? So there's a sefer over here called Petah Ha'ohel, Rabbi Shayo. On Pes Zayin, he discusses this question. He's right in his halakha, asur leba'alat habayit limzog le'oreach kos yayin u'mashkaot harifim. He says it should not wine should not pour, or you know, alcoholic beverages. V'mazgalo, but if she does do it, yizera oreach shlo yistakel aleha be'oto zman. The oreach should be humble, shouldn't look at her when she's pouring. V'yesh mekilim b'mkom sheyesh rabim. But some say if there's labim, if there's all seudah, they're not alone. There's people around having a meal and things like that. Some are lenient. Now we know the law actually stems from a lady who's nida, in a regular husband-wife situation. Regular husband-wife situation, the law is a lady is supposed to pour the husband. That's one of her duties, in pouring the husband mashkim. However, when she's nida, the law is she's not allowed to pour wine for her husband unless she does it in a shinui way. Meaning if she normally presents it to her husband with her right hand, when she's nida, she presents it with the left hand. Or she does something in the not normal fashion. So some will say that's only when it comes to husband and wife, that she can do it in an unnormal fashion. But when it comes to ishit ish, even in an unnormal fashion, maybe it's not acceptable. And anyway, it's going to be asur. Anyway, there is a sefarim called Ezer Mekodesh that wants to say if you do it b'derech shinui, it's okay by guess. In any event, the maaseh, the rabbi is posek over here, mitam sini'ut. Going to be sanua, especially if they're alone. For a ba'ala to buy it, to pour for a man wine or an alcoholic beverage. However, if it's around the table and things like that, and she's just doing it as a serving for the people, so then there's room to be mekeh.